Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice. Today's episode comes with a content warning. I'm picking up on the thread of the New South Wales proposed consent law reforms, and this will just be a short and sweet episode covering some breaking news on that issue. I'm recording this episode on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. This episode touches on what I spoke about in great depth in episode 23, so if you haven't listened to that one, jump back so that this episode makes sense. Because this episode does deal with the subject matter of sexual assault, I want to give you the number for Lifeline, which is 131114. Please do give them a call if you find yourself distressed. So in short, because this is a short and sweet episode, 23 barristers have come out to oppose the position put forward on their behalf by the New South Wales Bar President, Mr. Michael McHugh, of senior counsel. These 23 barristers are fairly prominent names. They're very well known, and there are a lot of senior counsel in the list. So what they have done is written an open letter to say that they believe that the Attorney General's reforms are sound. They have urged some tweaking so that all interest groups can work together to get the law right. And what they have said in their letter is, "We urge all interest groups to work with the New South Wales government to fine-tune the points of detail of the Attorney General's proposal rather than resist a change that is likely, ultimately, to bring about better outcomes for the community as a whole." If you would like to know the names of the barristers who have signed that, there's an excellent Lawyers Weekly article written on the 1st of June by Naomi Nielsen and Lauren Croft. You can find that by Googling Lawyers Weekly, or you could go to their website, lawyersweekly.com.au. The title of the article is 23 Barristers Oppose New South Wales Bar on Sexual Consent Reforms. So you will recall that I reluctantly criticised the position of the New South Wales Bar in episode 23 of this podcast, because I really tried to get along with everyone and find common ground, and I felt a bit of trepidation about doing that, but I thought it was the right thing to do to give you my view on it. So here we go. I'm not the only one who thinks that the position isn't a great position to have been taken by the New South Wales Bar. You'll see that 23 prominent New South Wales barristers share that sentiment, and likely more, I would suggest. Now, I know that this is not a position that everyone will take, and I completely respect people who take a different view, but I wanted to pass along to you that there are a number of barristers who are very high up in the New South Wales legal profession who consider that the proposed consent reforms are actually likely to be in the community's best interest. They recognise, it's pretty clear from their letter, that the proposals are not perfect yet, and they would like people to work together to try and perfect them. And I'll just point out a couple of prominent names in that list. Justin Gleeson of Senior Counsel, you might know his name. Jane Needham, also another very prominent barrister. And Kate Richardson of Senior Counsel, another extremely prominent barrister. There is a whole list of people, but these are some names that you may well have heard of. And how could I forget Kate Eastman of Senior Counsel? She has been a tireless advocate in relation to sexual harassment in the legal profession. So there you go, a list of many people who are very senior in the profession who actually support the affirmative consent model and would like to see it perfected so that it can benefit the community. Of course, criticisms like those made by the Australian Lawyers Alliance, which are that the consent laws in Tasmania, which do have an affirmative consent model, haven't made an impact on the number of victims coming forward or the rate of guilty pleas. Those criticisms are valid, and I suppose that that is why it's being urged by these members of the legal profession that people should work together to give the New South Wales government support in properly drafting the laws so that they do have the desired effect. And what is that desired effect, I hear you ask? Well, pop back into my episode 23 where I talk about that in more depth. And that's it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I hope that you found it informative. I wanted to provide you with a little bit of an update on where things have been going in relation to this issue. If you have any concerns arising from what I've spoken about today, or if it's made you think of anything else that might have happened related to sexual assault and you feel bad about it, please have a chat to someone you trust or give Lifeline a call on 13 11 14. Thank you again for listening. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice.